Morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, famed Rothstein, a.k.a. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. And today is Friday, December 9th, 2022. It is about 8:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 5:50 a.m. Pacific Time and about quarter till 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening, 10 till 3 a.m. in Hawaii, but regardless of where you're listening to, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can call, or you can visit www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Not last night, though. Thanks to Baker Mayfield. Dude, they went 98 yards to win it. You know, we had the Raiders minus -5. And they, like I said, Mayfield went 98 yards on the drive to win it. Killed that. We also had David Carr throwing for at least 2 touchdown passes. Nope. That boy ain't even throw 1. Okay. And then the one we won, we had Toronto Maple Leafs minus -1 against, I forget who they were playing, but whoever it was, Toronto whooped them 5-0. All right. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got 3 tonight. All right. 2 are from hockey. 1 from, 2 are from hockey. 1 from college hoop rock. All right. We're going to start off with college hoop rock. We got Lipscomb at Alabama A&M. Check your local listings for that. But I know it's a late game, like 8 or 9. It's going to be about 7, 8 p.m. tonight. It's a later game. It's not early in the afternoon or anything. But Lipscomb, Lipscomb, what are they, 6-2, 8-2, something like that? Solid team. I actually seen them play once. Against Navy, they were athletic against Navy, and got a couple 3-point bombers. Got a couple dudes that can shoot it real nice out there. The guard and one of their big men actually can shoot as well, and they get up and down the floor. They average almost 80 points a game, and Alabama A&M, they average giving up almost 80. They have no defense. They're like 3-5, 2-5, or something like that. They have no defense. And not only on top of that, they don't score very well. I mean, they score about 71, 72 a game. But Lipscomb's just a better team. And Lipscomb is favored by 9.5. We're going to go ahead and take that for minus -110 odds. All right, we're going to go ahead and take that. Lipscomb minus -110, okay? Lipscomb minus -9.5 for minus -110 odds, all right? Then the second game, we got hockey. Okay, 7 p.m.-ish start. The Pittsburgh Penguins going to Buffalo. Okay, now we know that Buffalo's Tage Thompson just had that miraculous game the other night. 5 goals, 4.25. 4-1 period. You know, they were comparing it to basically saying that was a hockey equivalent of Clay Thompson scoring 37 points in a quarter. And, you know, that happens in hockey. And tonight, I don't think he'll do that today against Philly, or against Pittsburgh, rather. But it doesn't matter because we're taking the captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Our man, Sidney Crosby, who You know, he still do his thing out there. He still does his thing on the ice. Don't get it twisted. He's not, you know, as nice and as he was when he first came through, him and Ovechkin, but they're still putting up good numbers. And we're going to take Sid the Kid to get 2 points. That's plus 160, okay? Plus 160 for Sid the Kid to get 2 points, okay? Buffalo's got a good defense, but like I said, Sid the Kid, he kind of does his thing. You know, he still scores. I mean, he still gets goals, and you know he sets up assists. So we're going to go ahead and take Sid the Kid to get 2 points. And then the last one, another game in that right around that time, about 8 p.m. Eastern, you've got the Boston Bruins, best team in the league, best record in the league, against the Winnipeg Jets, one of the worst teams in the league. And like I said, that's about 8 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern, on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show. But when you got the best record in the league, we go with the hottest player in the league, outside of Tage Thompson's 5 goals. You got David Pastrnak of the Bruins. We're going to take him. You know, whenever you got these, you know, hockey's kind of fluid like that. You know, whenever you get these teams against good teams against bad teams, the best team on the good team always kind of shows out. So we're going to go take Pastrnak to get 2 points, and that's plus 160. I tell you what, I got to be honest with you. I kind of wanted to take him for 3, and that's plus 425, but we're just going to keep it at 2 on the show, okay? I'll probably take that on my own, because if he hits 3, he'll hit 2, and you'll win it anyway. So David Pastrnak of the Bruins to get 2 points, all right? So let's recap. Excuse me. College Hoop Rock, Lipscomb at Alabama A&M. We're going to go ahead and take Lipscomb minus 9.5, all right? NHL action, you've got the Pittsburgh Penguins going to the Buffalo Sabres. We're going to take Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby to get us 2 points, all right? And that's, like I said, that's plus 160, I believe. And we're going to take, in the last game, we're going to take David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins to get 2 points at plus 120-something, 124 against the Winnipeg Jets, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to meet you in to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. My email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, and leave comments on the following two YouTube pages. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, common spelling. The show will be, you know, it comes on Saturdays and Sundays about 8 a.m. on YouTube, all right? And early, if there's an earlier than 1 o'clock game and we're involved in it. And then the other one is this one, BCDK_OH_game. Okay, that is our Betting Public Sports Show's sports trivia game where you can win money for sports bet, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, folks. But until then, everybody, we're going to have an EFP day every fucking pick. And remember, safe betting, folks, all right? But until tomorrow, everybody be well. Peace.